Been with ABC ESPN since 2002. He's called pretty much everything, anything and everything under the sun most recently. One of the prominent voices in college football. He will be switching leagues now, and the new Monday Night Football crew has been complete, and your play-by-play voice up in the booth, the great Joe Tessitore. Joe, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Is this my chance to win $1,000 if I have the keyword?
Absolutely. Do you know it, Joe? You ready?
I don't know the keyword, but I'm dying to figure it out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you a text after we get you off air. We'll make sure that you have.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know, I grew up at the racetrack in New York, so I'm always good for putting $1,000 in my pocket. Let's go.
What did you think of the what have you thought about the Triple Crown series so far? I've been extremely impressed.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you got two races with off tracks. You have a horse who has tactical speed, who can do it any which way, with a jockey who I love to no end, in Mike Smith, and a trainer who I've known for years. But as we know, and as I was once on hosting live on ABC in 2008, when we thought we had the greatest horse in Spectacular Bid, anything can happen when it comes to Big Sandy at a mile and a half, the back end of 5 weeks of this test of a champion. So always be careful of how a horse comes into the Belmont. Does that attrition get to you? Does the three races in 5 weeks get to you? And then at a mile and a half of having to do the endurance merry-go-round, do you still have it in you?
Hey, Joe, obviously big news coming out. No longer are you going to be on college football. You're moving to the Monday Night Football booth. Just talk about how this came about, and before we get into your entire crew, just your thoughts on now being the ESPN voice for NFL football.
Listen, I couldn't be more honest in telling you that had I gone the rest of my life in a booth with Todd Blackledge and having Holly Rowe on that crew, and calling the big Saturday night primetime games and doing the college football playoff, I would wildly content it. I love college football to no end. I love the passion and pageantry. But in being honest with myself, in going all the way back to my childhood and wanting nothing more to do but be a football player and being taken off a football field in an ambulance playing prep ball, there were maybe two circled on a piece of paper jobs of my lifetime. And Monday Night Football is the top of that list. You know, I'm a product of the 1970s, listening to Cosell and Gifford and Dandy Don, and great deference for everybody that came before me, when Al Michaels and Dan Dierdorf and John Madden and Tirico and Gruden and Sean and everybody. So to me, this was one of the very few legacy jobs that you are handed the keys to in our entire business. And I'm very conscious of that lineage. And it was an absolute no-brainer, even though, trust me, I know that first fall Saturday, I'm going to be sitting there saying, what I would do to be sitting on top of the stadium in Tuscaloosa or on Kyle Field or sitting there doing the Red River. I'm going to miss college football. Fortunately, my son's about to start playing college football, so it does free up my Saturdays to watch him play a little more. But, you know, it's that legacy job that I had to take.
What are the nuances and the differences between college football and professional football, preparing for a game like that? To a layman like myself, I would think there's just a little bit more passion in college football, certainly a narrow audience than what you're going to have on Monday Night Football, which everybody's going to be watching. So what do you envision those being, Joe?
You know, I think the NFL tends to be a narrative that's followed like a soap opera day in and day out. The entire offseason of free agency, the NFL draft, all the news, day in and day out. We know these superstar players. We know these famous American businessman owners. We know all the plot twists. There's only 32 units of the soap opera, and between fantasy football and the acknowledgement of the gambling that goes on in the league and the nonstop news cycles, you have to know everything, and you have to know the league globally. Where in college football, I think every single game, at least, you know, the games that I was blessed to do with Todd and through the years Matt Millen, they were these one-off events where every Saturday you're taking a different travel log approach to capture the pageantry, the passion, the grand traditions of the game, and they became their own individual movies. I think the NFL tends to be a continuous narrative, like a serial and a soap opera in that way, and you just have to know the league from top to bottom globally.
We're talking with Joe Tessitore, one of the great voices in all of sports, been with ABC ESPN since 2002. Now, as he said, at a dream job, he'll be the new voice of Monday Night Football. And, Joe, I want to talk about your crew. because Jason Witten, a surefire, in my opinion, first ballot Hall of Famer, retires, and he's going to join you up there. Lisa Salt, the great Lisa Salters, down on the field, and also a fourth leg to this crew, Booger McFarland, done a great job with college football, also a two-time Super Bowl champion. He'll be an on-field analyst. So just your thoughts about assembling this crew that's going to join you this coming fall.
Well, guys, it was one of the most rewarding processes of my career, and I'm very, very thankful to ESPN leadership to allowing me to play the role that I did in this audition process. You know, we brought in, it's been well reported, I'm not telling you anything that's behind closed doors in Bristol, Connecticut, but, you know, we brought in 12 either current all-pro level players, former legends of the game, Hall of Famers, Super Bowl MVPs, or some top current broadcasters who we felt confidently could fill this role. And going through that audition process, we weren't trying to answer the question of if we had to put a Monday Night Football crew together and broadcast this week. We were saying for this fall, for long term, for what we want our vision of Monday Night Football to be with great chemistry and a dynamic new approach, what do we think that booth should look like? Most everybody who auditioned was superb, did a great job. But Jason Witten and what his when you start to learn who this guy is and you understand his drive and his refuse to lose attitude at anything he does and how he really was always a franchise quarterback just in a big all-pro tight end body. And then Booger McFarland with his, I think Booger is one of the best emerging broadcasters in sports. I think he's proven that over the last 4 years. He's versatile, he's nimble. And then a few of our executives having this approach of saying, you know, it would be great is to take advantage of Booger's versatility and take advantage of Witten's stately presence and make a three-man crew with a two-man booth and a down-on-the-field analyst so that you get a seamless broadcast, but you take advantage of Booger's incredible broadcast skill set. I think it's going to be spectacular. Poor Lisa, though, with three rookies, we're going to have to lean on her experience, but Witten's a special, special guy. We all know that. He's a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He had as good a career as you can possibly have. And I would tell you, just in the past month of working with him side by side through this process, and now that we've been formally announced, this guy will not fail at all. He wakes up every day to be the best he possibly can be at everything he does.
Joe, you're so good at your craft, man. I was going to even just tell this to Dusty so you don't have to react to it. But your voice, when it comes on, it lends a presence to whatever event it is that you know, hey, I'm watching something, and it makes it feel like a big-time event. So what other events are you going to be able to still continue to do at ESPN with these new responsibilities?
You know, listen, obviously Monday Night Football, the scope of it and how it's scrutinized and everything we plan on doing from the time we land on a Saturday, the amount of branding you will see with this crew, the contributions we're going to make on the new ESPN Plus and the app and on SportsCenter, we plan on creating a lot of content on the 4 days that we're on the road and giving fans all access to us. Pre-game, halftime, post-game, lead-up. So you're going to see a lot of us. Outside of that, as you probably have noticed starting last year with the Manny Pacquiao world title fight, through a couple weeks ago at Madison Square Garden with the Vasily Lomachenko world title fight, ESPN is now heavily invested at the top level of world championship boxing. We got a big Bud Crawford world title fight coming out on June 9th. So I would tell you that from January through the end of August now, every year for many years to come, at least two times a week, I will be ringside somewhere all over the world calling a world title fight. Boxing is my other passion in life. I hope to continue with college basketball. But as it stands right now, Monday Night Football and everything that comes along with cultivating and managing the NFL relationship at our network, as well as world championship boxing, is my focus.
Hey, Joe, you mentioned you just kind of briefly mentioned about the gambling, but obviously with the Supreme Court's ruling, the future of gambling in this country as it relates to sports, we'll find out exactly what it all means. But, I mean, as we all know, it's been going on, but now it'll be going on legally. How will you guys broach that or discuss that up in the booth? Are those conversations you've had yet?
No, we haven't had those conversations. I know Commissioner Goodell chimed in the past 12 hours as to his vision of wanting there to be uniformity, which I completely agree with. You want this to be, you know, regulated and standardized so that it doesn't skirt up against anything that could harm the integrity or have us going off in tangential directions here of different scopes of what's happening. I am a big believer of it. I really, really am. I think that if we all are honest with ourselves, we acknowledge that it's been on the black market for a while, everybody's been doing it anyways, I think if it can be properly regulated, open up to the masses, I think it's going to be the biggest game changer in the history of sports TV programming. I think in a day and age when we're all splintered in a million different directions and a live sporting event is still the lone unifying force in our country where everybody's attention is there, when you talk about time spent viewing, when you talk about this being an entertainment product, now it's not going to matter when there's a blowout game. Now it's not going to matter when it's a game that maybe isn't as relevant when it comes to the postseason or championship aspirations. Because when you're going to be doing prop bets, when you're going to be doing halftime over-unders, halftime lines, yardage totals of individual players, this is going to turn into, and there is nothing on the face of the earth that is built more for being the perfect watch with a wager on it than the sport of football. The time in between plays, the way the game is managed and structured. It's why it's been one of the most popular sports for the past half a century when it comes to TV ratings. The most popular sport, whether it's NFL or college. I think it solves the problem of time spent viewing. I think it makes everything appointment viewing. I think TV ratings are for sports are only going to go up. They already are top of the heap as it is, and I think that means that rights fees are only going to go up, and income of everybody involved, the revenue is going to go up as well. I think it's the biggest win there is possibly for sports.
I want to go back to boxing real fast, Joe. We've got a big fight coming up in Oklahoma City with Alex Acedo, who's trying to make his way up the ranks. Is boxing making a comeback against MMA?
Yes. Yes, in fact, we are going to be in Oklahoma City. Well, it's by the way, it's not a boxing versus MMA thing. I think people always, these are apples and oranges. MMA has had great success in recent years, while boxing has had this skyrocketing success. But what we've seen in the past year is with ESPN coming into the fold, where boxing was making all this money. I mean, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, pay-per-view revenue. Well, if you ever looked at the Forbes list of the highest-paid athletes in the world, they're always fighters. So that's for a reason. But what had happened was boxing was making so much money for the promoters, the fighters, those involved, that it was tucking itself away in the corner of premium cable and then pay-per-view. But when you do that, you're calling upon the same million to a million and a half households to come up with the 59, 69, 79, 89. In the case of Mayweather, who I never found to be an entertaining fighter and never gave anything to the sport, he only took from the sport, $100. Now you're on ESPN and you're on the ESPN app for $4.99. It changes the paradigm. The business of boxing completely changes. Vasily Lomachenko fights in the dead of spring at Madison Square Garden 2 weeks ago, an 8 o'clock start time. There's 1.79 million households watching that fight. The demographics, 18 to 49, outdid other network sporting events that weekend, whether it was NASCAR or Sunday Night Major League Baseball. Now you're realizing if you give the top-tier product that people were paying $79 for one night of viewing, if you give it to them on ESPN1 or you just make it part of the app, they're going to devour it. They're going to experience some of these dynamic new young champions and say, man, where was I all these years? Well, where you were all these years was you weren't paying the premium for HBO or Showtime nor the pay-per-view, and now you're experiencing the sport that a generation ago grew up on with Hagler and Hearns and Duran and Ray Leonard and Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Welcome to the new golden age of boxing. It's already begun.
Great stuff right there. Last thing I have for you, Joe, we know you as a world-class broadcaster, but as you mentioned earlier, you're also a father. Brag on John, your son, a little bit. One of the best kickers in the country going to your alma mater, Boston College.
He is. We're very, very proud of him. Listen, we'll see what happens when you're a freshman. You show up on campus. You know what happens going down your leg sometimes when you're out there against Florida State, Miami. We just want him to get a good education and continue working hard. We're celebrating his graduation from prep school this coming weekend, and then we're shipping him off to Coach Addazio 3 weeks later, and Mom and Dad are going to enjoy the summer. We'll see what happens. They have a ton of talent returning. That A.J. Dillon kid who's playing running back for them, that kid's ready to go for 2,000 yards, man. He is a Heisman dark horse. But as far as we're concerned, if John goes up there and just works hard and gets a great education, we couldn't be happier. So we're looking forward to rooting on the Eagles and rooting on all the players, not just the young place kicker punter.
Well, congratulations on that. That's got to be so awesome. And I'll tell you what, if Adam and I are back on Friday nights again and we're in Boston College, we'll be
sure to
pinpoint and highlight what's running down your son's leg. I can assure you.
Yeah, hey, Dusty,
it will not
Dusty,
go unseen.
Got the red bandana game against Miami this year, man. That is the scene right there. Let's go.
No, you're exactly right. Hey, Joe, I hate that we're losing you in college football because you are one of the best in the business, but for the Monday Night Football and NFL fan in me, I'm very excited and can't wait to watch you guys work, man. Thanks so much for the time today, Joe.
guys, thank you for the time. Anytime you ever want me on, I'd love to be with you.
Very good. Joe Tessitore, the great Joe Tessitore.